Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. It has come to my attention that the penny is being retired in 2026. That, along with some of the other political changes that have taken place since the original episode, The War on Money, has prompted me to redo this episode. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, The War on Money, I believe, started in the 1860s when the government decided to take a larger role in people's lives after the war between the states. Then it amped up again in 1913 when two things happened. The income tax was first introduced and the Federal Reserve was first established. Then, in the 1930s, during the Great Depression, a lot of socialistic initiatives under the umbrella of the New Deal were implemented, including minimum wage, the invention of large social safety net welfare programs like Social Security, and then I think Medicare and Medicaid, some of that came later, and the Great Society was in the 60s. Off and on throughout, you've had tariffs, including the most recent tariffs against countries including China. So all of that is a war on money. I understand that any functioning government has to have some sort of tax system. However, comma, there seems to be a systemic push towards trying to centralize everything. And I know there's been talk about a more of a push towards digital currency, the end of cash. I don't think that's exactly as imminent a threat as some people make it out to be, because as natural disasters have shown us, if you were to go to a digital currency, all you'd need is a power outage and you'd have basically anarchy. I think even the most power-hungry people in government understand this. So I think that, you know, we don't have to worry as much about digital currencies, but I do think that the push to centralize everything and to tax people excessively has been, and to redistribute money and create large-scale dependency on the government has been a thing for over 100 years. And if you want to talk about the dependency, including the psychological dependency, as I said, that reconditioning started in the 1860s, so that's been going on for like 150 years. And I think that the retirement of the penny, even though I don't think digital currency is as much of a thing to fear as some people do, because I don't think that's going to succeed, at least right now. Other countries have done that, but those are places like Cuba that are communist, so I don't think we have as much to fear. But I will say that the retirement of the penny is definitely the next step in the war on money, because from what I can tell, it does not appear that you won't be able to use pennies after 2026. It's just they won't be making more of them in 2026. It's like the $2 bill. They got rid of it. I haven't run across too many people that even have $2 bills. Like, I don't think they were a common thing to begin with, but like, it is definitely, I will say that beyond the actual, like, push to centralize everything, the war on money has consisted of devaluing the currency. Like, the war on money has been a two-pronged approach. Increase centralization and also decrease value of currency. And that's why I throw the Federal Reserve in there. it literally tries to plan the economy in a socialistic manner. And it literally decides the interest rates that decide the entire economy. And I don't think that's right. I don't think you should have one small council of people headed by one guy setting the interest rates that will determine how the entire economy, the trajectory of the entire economy. You want to talk about oligarchy? That's oligarchy. And, you know, the Federal Reserve tries to, quote unquote, set the target for the economy at a 2% inflation. And if you really think about what that means, 2% times 50 is 100. So that means that the ideal goal of the socialistic Federal Reserve is to have the currency be worth 100% less in 50 years than it was before. Your dollar, what would cost a dollar today would cost you $2 in 50 years if everything went according to the plans of these oligarchs. And obviously, as we know, a lot of times inflation is higher than that. So, in practice, the currency is devalued at a much faster rate. And so that's part of why I wanted to talk about this retirement of the penny. They'd been talking about retiring the penny for years. It'd been speculation it would happen for years. Even when I was in school, for one of my I-STEP tests, which for those that may be unfamiliar, I-STEP was one of the Indiana standardized tests that was in effect when I was in school. And by the way, standardized tests deserve their own episode because the guy who invented them should be roasting on a spit. But that's a whole nother topic. Anyway, I actually remember for one of those I-STEP tests, one of the passages was, I think, about retiring the penny. And that was 2010s, early 2010s, maybe. So the talk of retiring the penny had been going on for a while now, but now it's official. They're going to stop making it in early 2026. And to me, the reason why I include that as another development in the war on money is because the fact that you're no longer making the penny, that decision is not made lightly. That decision had to be made because of a cost-benefit analysis. So that shows that the currency has now been devalued, probably in no small part thanks to the Federal Reserve, to the point where a penny has been deemed not worth enough to keep, not worth enough to have anymore. So I think that that's very sad. And as more developments in the war on money continue, I will keep you informed on that. I will say, I think the war would have intensified a lot more if Harris had won, because she was talking about doing things like taxing unrealized capital gains and setting price controls on groceries and stuff like that. I'm not sure if the price controls on pharmaceuticals would go in here too. Because while that is related to trying to set prices based on executive fiat, it is limited to one industry, and so I think it's better as its own standalone issue rather than included in the war on money, unless it ends up leading to some significant issues of its own. Chances are it may not even hold water in court, and if that's the case, then it would be a negligible part of the war if it's part of it at all. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Audible, and Pandora and Apple Podcasts. I probably said one of those twice. I'm sorry. Anyway, you can contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats. And on X at JFSCpod. I use the X one more, but if you want to use the Facebook page, go ahead. That's why I have it. You can also send me an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS, firesidechats@gmail.com. You can also feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And no pressure, but if you feel like supporting this podcast, you can go to ko-fi.com/jessiesfiresidechats. And if you want to do that, I would really appreciate your donations. But if you don't, I understand, because everybody's struggling right now. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.